The walls in Justin and Mary Harmon's Guilford home are covered with family pictures.
We'll go in age order. Mary Kim, and then Mark.
Mary Harmon points to a family photo in the front hallway,
Claire,
that shows a family of brunettes
Molly,
standing and smiling Elizabeth, near the Guilford docks.
Tim.
They call their youngest Timmy. He's 20 years old now. His mother says her children doted on him from the day he was born. Their other son, Mark, rejoiced when he learned he was no longer the only boy in the family. The Harmons say their house is full of happy memories and some sad. It was the fall of 2011 when the family would be confronted with a new challenge. Mary Harmon is a nurse and had gotten up early that day to go swimming before heading to work.
And I heard something I'd never heard before in my home. It was coming from Tim's room, and I heard this very terrible, terrible bubbling noise with groaning.
Harmon recalls how ashen he looked and how she went into autopilot, immediately beginning CPR. One of her children called 911. The paramedics arrived soon after and were able to revive him and take him to the hospital. When they got there, Harmon remembers her nursing supervisor meeting them at the door.
Timmy had coded again. He had died again. And she brought me to him. And he had been intubated, and they were pushing drugs to try to get a pulse back and a blood pressure. And I held his hand, and I said, Tim, it's not time to go. It's not time to go. It's Mom. Please come back. Please come back. We need you here with us.
Tim told her later he had heard her calling him back. He spent a few days in the ICU, recovering fully. And that's when the tough conversations began.
I don't think we realized what a serious problem it was until he nearly died.
His father, Justin Harmon, says they had heard members of his swim team had been experimenting with drugs.
We thought he was experimenting, and we believed it was at the level of marijuana. In fact, it turned out that he lost his inhibitions with using marijuana. He would then experiment with much more dangerous drugs.
You know, I actually remember, you know, when I broke my ankle, getting, you know, prescribed Percocet and, you know, really liking that, how it made me feel.
Tim Harmon says he started using marijuana in the summer before ninth grade. After meeting his best friend, who he called the biggest pothead he knew, Harmon says they smoked daily and often.
I'd get to school at like 7:30, school started at 8, I'd meet him in the parking lot. We'd cruise around, we'd smoke, and be high for the first half of the day. And then as soon as school got out, do the same thing. And then, you know, 20 minutes before practice started, do it again. If I had anything left, I'd do it when I got home.
On the day he overdosed, Harmon remembers having snorted two morphine pills, and then he smoked pot. Later, he met up with a friend, and they took K2 or Spice, a synthetic marijuana. Before he went to sleep, he took more morphine. Looking back, Harmon says many of his classmates used marijuana or did other drugs. He says he used to deal with stress. When his parents sent him to get treatment after the overdose, he was quick to deny that he even had a problem.
Hinted that I was a drug addict, and, you know, I thought that was garbage. You know, I didn't believe him. You know, I thought I was just some kid that, you know, liked to smoke weed and get high and do other things that made me feel nice. But within 2 hours of being home, I got high.
This wouldn't be the last time Harmon went to a residential rehab program. Tomorrow, the Harmons share how they found help for their son at one of the only adolescent treatment facilities in the state. Lucy Nalpathanchil, WMPR News.